Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Wiki Conversation. How you doing? I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing show for you tonight. Holy cow. So much going on with Joseph R.R.R. Biden. Oh, my God. It would be 24/7, 365 news coverage about Trump inciting violence if he made fun of and joked about running over a reporter. Biden does it, and everyone laughs. Oh, he misquotes Mao, you know, that Chinese dictator that killed millions of people. Yeah, he screws up when it Mao's. Because if you just look at what the Chinese Communist Party did, and they're doing that now with, like, women and, you know, all these quotes and different things, and of course Biden's misquoting. A new poll says 58% of Democrats, you know, pretty much that much or less, or even like way, you know, like, would not support Biden in 2024 primary. What do you mean? This is who you voted for. You voted for China first. You voted for illegals coming here. Don't complain and piss and moan now because you voted for all this crap. Fauci on businesses keeping mask mandates. The issue is that we don't know or have any way to know who is vaccinated and who isn't. Yeah, like. I hate these people with their fake mask photos. That 99% of the time, when they're not being filmed or photoed, they don't have the mask on. But when they're being photoed, it was like staged. I'll get into that. McGaskill, the GOP won't be happy until a rape victim is put in prison for taking the morning after pill. Because God forbid we stand for life. Apple no toes to China in the name of profit. Of course they do. Everything is in. Try to buy something from Made in America, you spend 50 times more money. Most people are not really going to go out of the way to find something made in America because it costs 5 times more. It's ridiculous. Disgraced CNN worked with a pro-Hitler contributor for 7 years. You know, they called Trump Hitler, but they had a contributor that was pro-Hitler. And, you know, you have all these people like wonderful Democrats like AOC and others like Ilhan Omar and like Ashia Tlaib and stuff that hate Jewish people and they want the U.S. not to sell arms to Israel and they want to see, you know, AOC and Ashia Tlaib and all these people, they want to give them a knife and they would kill a Jew. They would. White House says Donald Trump, who's up for Nobel Peace Prizes, which really don't mean anything anymore because Obama can get one, that's worthless, did nothing to contribute or be nothing constructive for the Middle East peace, even though violence surges under Joe Biden. And there wasn't this under Trump. You know why? Because when Trump was president, they know they'd get their ass blown away. That and so much more, and Premier League news and everything, so welcome. Don't forget Psalms 9:1. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome. Holy, I mean, I just can't. There's just so many double standards that make no dang sense. Now, Kamala Harris is live right now. I mean, Trust me, my what comes out my butt is better than what comes out of her mouth. Less than 58% of Democrats would not support Biden. That's right, folks. 47.5% disapproval rating. How can that be? You should have 100% approval rating there, Biden, from the Democrats. Not me. I didn't vote for this crap. How can a Democrat who voted to ensure gas prices would go through the roof, put an end to the wall, knowingly allow millions upon millions of illegals across this border, who knows what they're vaccinated with, who knows what they have and don't have, what things they're bringing across the border, who knows who's even coming across the border because it's not even vetted. You voted for that. You were told on day one gas prices would go necessarily skyrocket because he was going to end dependence on U.S. He was going to go back to getting oil from, I mean, Joe Biden has already come out saying that a pipeline in Russia is fine. He approves doing a pipeline in Russia, but not here. I guess they're magically safe in Russia, but not here. How can you as a Democrat disapprove of that? You voted for that. Unless it was at the very end when I'm not going to end the pipe. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to show them the footage. I ain't going to do anything. Probably because at the very last moment, like the last couple weeks, everything he was going to do that he's done, he denounced like I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Break. Give me a break there, Biden. Democrats. How can they disapprove? You voted. This is what he said he was going to do, him and Kamala Harris. Well, the Pride Parade people say we're not going to have till 2025. There's going to be no caps. You know, at that Pride Parade, I hope there's tons of violence. I hope there's tons of bombings and all kinds of stuff. People calling them bomb threats, knife fights, shootings, because they want to have no cops, so it's a safe place. So if you don't want cops there, who are you going to call when there's a bomb threat? Sort of like De Blasio, we got an active shooter. I need to call the cops. I don't support them. You just voted to defund the police, and now you need to call them? That's what's wrong with these idiots. F the police. Help, I'm being shot. In the same breath, they say F the police, but then they get shot at, and they're like, help me. Where's the cop? The same cop that's going to stereotype me and give me a break. If you want to defund the police, don't come bitching when you need them and they won't help you. I think they should do that. I think we should go around and, okay, you should be on the list. If you're on a list that says you want to defund the police, then the police won't help you. How about we do that one? But that wouldn't be no good. See, I'm trying to show you something, because in theory that's great, because the people that want to defund the police, we're not going to come to your aid. Well, that's fine. Great, because then I'll say, okay, yeah, defund the police, and then the cops will never come help me. Then I can just sit there and just start dealing in drugs, and they'll leave me alone because I don't want the police around me harassing me. I would only have to be prepared in case somebody tries to take my product and I have to fight back, you know, because they try to kill me and I can't call the police at that point. But the hypocrisy. I want to defend the police and then they get shot at. Help. That's this Democrat Party. 47.5% disapprove. You voted for all this crap. You voted for it. You wanted it. That's right, folks. You voted for this stuff. You knew the gas price was going to go through the roof. See, in the beginning, they tried to blame the oil rig thing from like the, well, you know, there was that there was a global warming blizzard that happened, you know, because, you know, we had, like, wind. See, if we would have had more, even though the wind turbines froze they're called solar panels. Oh, those things. Yeah, we just needed more wind turbines and solar panels. And we'd have been, yeah, the solar panels froze over. They couldn't work. Either could the wind turbines. If you're going to have more so if you had 1,000 more wind turbines that would have froze up just like the ones that were there, how would more help you? How would more of the product that failed help you? If you're having problems with this engine and you're not even getting 5,000 miles in this car and the engines blow on every single one of them, how is having more going to help you? You need to fix the problem so that you don't have an engine blow at 5,000 miles in every vehicle. Oh, well, if we had more of these vehicles, we would have been fine. Yeah, this vehicle, every engine blows at 5,000 miles. The engine's a problem. Fix the engine. I cannot believe when people are like, well, if we would have had more wind turbines and solar panels, we'd have been just fine. Yeah, they all ceased because of the frigid temperatures that they've had hardly ever in Texas. But more of them would have fixed the problem, even though they would have seized up just like the ones that were already down there. These liberals make no sense. But, you know, it's okay. That's the reason why the gas price is so high, because that, it had nothing to do with Canada and the U.S. losing millions of jobs. See, if it was me, if I was working on that pipeline, I'd say, well, you can do what you want. I'm going to stay here and work. I don't care what you do. You tell Biden to send the National Guard and the military to stop me from doing what I'm doing. I would have kept, sue me. Go ahead. Bring the lawsuits. I'm not stopping. Like I said before, who's essential during this pandemic? Every single person. But see, now the government knows how easily manipulated you sheep are. You'll believe anything the media tells you. You'll just fall right in line. Okay, I gotta get thousands of cases of toilet paper. I gotta, this pandemic's gonna be scary. I know it's only 14 days long, but I need a million rolls of toilet paper. Oh man. God, remember when we were kids and we used to TP houses, we used to waste toilet paper on people's trees? Oh, those days. I wish you had the... Yeah, sheep. Oh, don't worry, folks. We're going to keep you from working. And then you're going to depend on them like Pavlov's dog. Ding, 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 ding. Where's my check? And they're going to give you a check. And then you're so used to getting it that then when the bell rings, where's my money? Just like Pavlov's dog, you know. You ring the bell, they come for food. You ring the bell, they come for food. Eventually, excuse me, they associate the bell ding with food. And there's nothing there. And then they go, wait a minute here. You know? The very people that are keeping you or trying to keep you from working or doing anything and trying to incentivize you to rely on the government and sit on your ass and do nothing are the very people that, like, where's my check? Where's my money? Where's this? Just wait until they stop giving you money. And they, you want something, earn it. Earn it, folks. Common sense. I'll say it like this, you know. When I'm gifted something, I usually take pride in it. Say, someone gave this to me, you know. That would actually be probably more likely if I, like, if I went to school, if I was getting, like, a scholarship, I'd want to work even harder just because, man, this is God, man. Like, this guy's paying for it or whatever, man. He's, like, if I don't graduate or whatever, I screwed it up. I did it. It's my money, whatever. I did it. It's my money. Whereas, like, this is this guy's money. Oh, Lord, you know, I'm done for. And that's kind of how it is, you know. It's like, I'd be like that, okay. I'd be more working harder if it was someone else's money, you know, whereas my money is like, okay, if I screw up or what, it's my money, I don't care, right? And that's how I view it, view things, you know. But that's just me. But you have Your Holiness Dr. Fauci himself. Businesses basically keeping mass, you know, they need to have the mask mandate because if, you know, the issue is how do you know if someone's vaccinated or not? You don't know. So you need to have a way to prove that you're vaccinated. Who's got the mark of the beast and who doesn't? Unless the thing migrates, the microchips that I know that they can implant have to be either in your forehead or your hand. And I've actually seen, because I got into it with someone, you keep leaving the microchip. I said, you want me to share you the video? Oh, spare me the freaking video. And I said, excuse me? This video is a company where these people knowingly got a microchip implanted in their hand, knowingly. And they showed a guy scanning for purchases. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. Well, whatever, you buy that. I'm like, that's the problem. When there's videos of where it was a video where they show how they put a microchip in them, just like they, can't they microchip dogs so you can find out where they are? And if one's found, they can scan it to make sure it's your dog. They can do that. Like I had one person tell me, oh, they can't look at you. They can't look at you through your cell phone camera and stuff. That's a lie, whatever. I'm like, in the antivirus software that you get, they have protections so that hackers and scammers cannot access your camera phone. It's in the software. But they claim that they can't do that because they've heard that technically someone can actually access your TV and watch you and never know it. And because of some conspiracy theory things, that whether that's true or not, I have no idea. They can access, if you know what you're doing, someone can access your cell phone camera and your, like, computer camera. And it's to keep hackers from gaining access to it. And it's on antivirus protection. But, like, when... You know, it's like with the microchip. They can microchip dogs, they can microchip you. Microchipping's not the debate. They would have to put it in your hand because it has to have like hot and cold temperature changes with your hand and forehead do to keep it continuously working because of the battery it's involved. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it just goes back to the so many people that how do you get to these people that no matter what you show, like when I show them the video where they put the where they had the voting machines and they just pick a random number out of a hat and that number corresponds to this voting machine, and this is way before 2020, and they say this machine's cleared out, right? Yep, it's clear. You saw it, and they do like a fictitious vote. When it comes out, what they put in the machine is not what it read. It printed out a different outcome, and there were people in tears. She goes, you gotta be kidding me. I said, no. So how do I know my vote's safe? You don't. And this is like 7 or 8 years, this is like 9 years old, this video is. But when you try to show that to people, oh, whatever, the election wasn't big, da, 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 da. I'm like, well, that's your problem. You look like someone that I could come to your house and murder your parents in front of you and you would not believe it. Oh, that's not real, whatever. You know, I mean, hypothetically, you know. It's just these people that don't get it. No matter what you put in front of them and show them, they will never believe Biden's aggression, whatever. That's why I can't believe it, like 47.5%. of the people disapprove of Biden when they voted for all this? But don't worry, folks. The GOP won't be happy until rape victims are put in prison for taking the morning after pill. McGaskill said this. Senator McGaskill, well, I mean, I guess, see, but then there's people that want this. They want like the, and there is such thing as, okay, even in states where abortion's outlawed, there are still, okay, if something majorly goes wrong, like where a mom says, okay, if I kill the baby, I live. If the baby lives, I die. What do I do? What do I do, you know? And then they can, you know, make that decision. But they try to have this thin line of, very thin line of, well, they want to support stuff so that, hey, we're looking after, I know you're against abortion, but they, well, this still allows it. You know, I mean, I can't wait till the Democrats stand up for human life, you know. Just remember, folks, if you support abortion, your mom didn't, and you're alive because your mom didn't support abortions. It's like these pride parades. All these gay people are waiting for more straight people to make more gay people. It's not like two gay people can make us another being. It takes two straight people to make a gay person. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's all good. It's all good. Because we're going to make airplanes out of beef, folks. That's what we're going to do. And they're going to be charter approved so that, like, you know, Governor Whitmer, who now she's saying it, going off on the FAA because, guys, Lord forbid, she does something wrong. They're not right. This is bull crap. They're just attacking me. Yeah, because you're doing whatever the heck you want to while you're telling people that they need to be staying home and they need to not be going anywhere and doing anything. They need to be sitting in their basement with the door locked. Am I one of those people that believes that the Supreme Court shouldn't be like made up of liberals and conservatives? It should be judges? What is the law saying? Bang. Not, I don't care what the law says. I know. And this isn't great because they tried to come after us by saying that we don't need a warrant to come into your house. We can just confiscate your guns, no ifs, ands, or buts. And the Supreme Court came down like a hammer, 9-0, saying that you don't have the legal right to just come into someone's house and confiscate their guns without warrants or without probable cause, basically. And that's how it should be. But what they do is the Democrats have a great way of, okay, yeah, I know this, the liberals like this and conservatives don't, but how can we present this to the court in a way that the conservatives have to go with it? They have to accept it. Yeah, all they really have to do is just put associated tax to something, and then, guess what? They can force you to do. That's the thing, and I've said this on my program for like the last 4 years. All they have to do is put a tax to it, and they can force you to do whatever they want to. Well, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but yeah, you don't have to get the vaccine, but there's a $75 a day tax if you don't, you know. Or you can spread it out and pay like a $2,000 a month tax if you don't want to have the vaccine. I mean, you don't have to have the vaccine. We can't force you to get it, but, you know, there is this little thing of this individual fine mandate, you know, like if you don't get the vaccine, you have to have this little fine, you know. Just a tax. Just like if you don't have health care, there's a individual mandate, yeah, you're going to get fined. Unless you're the politicians, then they get whatever they want. This is what's scary because The New York Times even outlines the compromises that big tech giant Apple has made in China to gain access to the booming market, including storing data on state-owned servers and censoring apps that the Chinese government takes issue with. So if the Chinese government takes issue with an app, they'll delete it. They'll store stuff over there. It's just, but then, it's sad because I don't support that at all, but it's like, I hate PCs. But PCs aren't any better because then you support it, it's like, do you support this Apple crap or do you support Bill Gates? And probably not, I wonder if he gets any royalties or anything. I mean, he's a billionaire, he don't need no more money. God, if I had his money, I could just sit on the beach all day and earn 20%. But don't worry, folks. And that's a catch-22 because a lot of things I think, okay, well, I don't support this, but I don't want to use this either. It's like you have a choice between red and orange. Well, I don't want either. You know, it's like, well, I'm screwed if I use Apple products, but then PCs are worse and it's not any better supporting a Bill Gates started thing. But don't worry, folks. After 4 years of saying Trump was Hitler, going back to 2014, far-left CNN worked with a pro-Hitler freelancer named Adil Raja, A-D-E-L-A-D-E-E-L-R-A-G-A, Adil Raja. A pro-Hitler supporter. Trump's Hitler, but they're using the pro-Hitler contributor, you know what I mean? You have people in Biden's administration, and you have, like, AOC and Tlaib, Hashia Tlaib, file a resolution to block arms sales to Israel. But they're the same idiots that sit there and Antifa and Black Lives Matter storm the, you know, are let into the Capitol. I mean, heck, those people that they didn't storm the Capitol, it's sort of like it reminded me of like when you go to a concert and it's like first come, first serve, and they open up the gates and it's let you go in. That's what it looked like. How can you call an insurrection when they let you in? I don't think that the term, if you were to look up the term insurrection, I don't think that would apply to people that are being let in. I mean, how can you say they break in anywhere when they let them in? They open the doors. Here you go. Come on in. Oh, folks, you got to stop. We got to get some photos of you so you can post it to look like, haha, to make it look like it's real. You know, it's kind of funny how if you wear a Trump hat and a Trump shirt, you're magically a Trump supporter no matter what. So if I would have worn a Biden shirt and a Biden hat and I stormed the Capitol, would I instantly be a Biden supporter? Don't worry, folks, because they want to, you know, they want unity and healing. Where's this Captain Unity and Healing? Where are they? Because all they preached about is division and hate under Trump. And they want to stop arms sales to Israel to protect themselves. You have a contributor from NBC that says that we need to give Gaza an iron dome too to protect the Palestinians who are going to kill Jewish people just like Hitler did. Well, the Democrats stand with, if the Democrats were alive today, they would stand with Adolf Hitler. They would support Adolf Hitler, and they would fight on the side of Adolf Hitler. I guarantee you it, because they're standing on the side of Palestinians who basically want to kill Jewish people. That's what Hitler did. I guarantee you, If Chris Haynes from MSNBC was alive and back in the day, he would be standing with Adolf Hitler. He would support Adolf Hitler. If Joe Biden was alive, like Biden, Obama, his administration would be 100% Hitler, 100% standing with Adolf Hitler. I don't know if he can get away with it because, you know, he's not the right color, but it's okay, folks. We need to protect these, you know, if Jerusalem can protect themselves from being bombed, they're the ones that are being bombed. They're just a, it's sort of like if a cop gets shot at and then how dare that cop shoot back? How dare he? Yeah, the cop took two bullets. Luckily, he's going to be alive. But if he, you know, it's funny how people, a cop can get shot by a black person, but how dare that cop kill that black person, even if the black person shot him? Yeah, that black guy right there, he murdered 15 women, raped over 1,000. His basement's full of bones. Oh, but the cops in the wrong. It shouldn't matter. If the white guy had 50 million bones in his basement and had murdered 1 million people and you have to take him out, you take him out. You got to look at it from a standpoint of facts. If you have a little girl walking down the street singing do-wa-di-di-di-di-dum-di-di-do and they get shot by a cop for no reason because he just like feels like just killing someone, then that cop needs to be held responsible. But if you're sitting there on methamphetamine, PCP, heroin, shrooms, acid, and you messed up and you're not complying and you're fighting and trying to grab a cop's gun and the cop takes you down and kills you in the process to avoid the guy killing you and possibly others, and the dude had warrants and they were trying to arrest him, and he was looking at 50 years in prison, folks, there's a difference between somebody just sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya, and people start cops blowing them away, which I've never heard of happening, and cops trying to serve warrants on someone that's looking at 50 years in jail, that's high on crack cocaine, and how dare the cop arrest that person or try to go after him. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kyle's Conversations, folks, wherever you are listening around the world. Thank you so, so much. I really do appreciate all my listeners out there. It's great to have you with me on the program, folks. Don't worry, because ever since Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, it's worthless now. I'm waiting for someone to say, well, since Obama got one, it's not worth it. You can keep it. Don't nominate me, please. It's worthless. It's not... But the White House says that Trump did nothing constructive for the Middle East peace, even though violence surges under China Joe. He's up for like 5 Nobel Peace Prizes for what he, you know why there's peace when he was there? Because he didn't take no for an answer. Okay, you're gonna get to the table. Okay, see this? You will not, the new map I'm printing up will not have you existing on there if you don't come to the table. I know for 50 million years, there's a plot of land that you say you own and you own. Share. Nope. Okay, your country will not exist. It'll be blown to oblivions. We're not going to mess around, okay? We're not going to just send troops over there and then. Boy, get to the table and talk. See, Trump, and that's another thing. Look at all this war and stuff that's happening again all of a sudden. Trump was the most anti-war president I think we've ever had. I think the least amount of conflicts in our nation's history happened in the 4 years. You can take all from 1776 to right now, and there were fewer conflicts in the whole 4 years of Trump's presidency than the whole life of America. You probably could. He was so anti-war. He always has been. But all these Democrats said, I can't believe they're going to give him the nuclear code. He's going to kill us all. Trust me, if Trump was really so evil of a person, he could have easily done martial law. He could have done so much stuff. Why he didn't do it, I don't know. I do know that Terrence K. Williams has met with them, and he's got lots of stuff. He hasn't been sitting idle at all. It's going to be interesting to see when they, like with the Arizona stuff, when they start counting again and start getting back into that, because they're like not even 25% in, and there's so many things. It's, folks, to anyone to think that you're standing in line waiting to vote and they call up for a candidate, that's, see, and this is how sad it is. You think about it. When Trump was running for president, they only shipped out the Madam President Newsweeks because they had it set up for her to win. They, whatever they did for Hillary Clinton to win in 16, it didn't work. And that's why all these news articles, all these things, these magazines like Newsweek that had Hillary Clinton, like Madam President and all this stuff, that's why they only shipped out the one, not the other. And then they had to quick ship out Trump's because, oh, crap, they... And I've said this from day one. Even back then, something tells me that they had it rigged for Hillary Clinton and something went majorly wrong, and that's why she lost it. And they spent the whole 4 years trying to find out to how to fix the glitch. And I remember I was on air and I said, I was talking about how I wonder if they finally figured out and fixed the glitch. And my wife goes, yeah, they found the glitch in the voting systems in Michigan and it was flipping votes. See, but it doesn't matter because no matter what you, I can prove to you that the machine would flip votes and Democrats still would not believe you. It's no matter what you show them, they will still never believe anything you tell them. They could have $50 a gallon gas and be like, who cares? They could be in a concentration camp. Well, thank God Trump's not president. They don't care. They don't. They don't care. I'm glad they got Trump off of Facebook because he might say something that might offend me. I mean, here is the biggest hypocrisy in the world. We have a generation of kids who grew up watching South Park, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, and American Dad. Very, very, very adult-themed oriented shows. How can you go from growing up watching that to all of a sudden being offended by Dr. Seuss? I want to get a bunch of college kids and have them watch the Kentucky Fried movie. It's a 77 or 78 movie where it's a bunch of skits. That thing is the most un-PC. 99% of it is un-PC and completely cultural appropriated crap. Liberals, you would have liberals literally, their heads exploding. Oh my gosh, you would have liberals losing their unforgotten minds. But they watch Family Guy. How can you watch Bob's Burgers and Family Guy and be offended by Dr. Seuss's? I just don't. I think it goes back to the blame game. You know, they're not offended. They're just trying to get their way. No matter how great they are, I'm just going to be the laziest ass piece of you know what at my job, but I'm going to blame, oh, it's, I didn't go anywhere because I'm a woman or I'm this or I'm that or see, I'm orange. See, if I wasn't Hare Krishna, you guys would be all in my face. You'd be hooking me up. I'd be getting promotion. That's how it is. See, the problem you have is I've posted lots of these, and I have my kids in the 70s and 80s, and they're, like, jumping a ramp with a bike and all this stuff, and they show, like, kids now, and they're just, like, crammed in the couch on their phone. I'm glad I grew up in an era where we played hide-and-go-seek, and we went into the woods, and, okay, you know, when we can't, when it gets really dark, you come back, you know. Now you have kids sitting next to each other, texting, not even talking. Ask their kid, what's your mom look like? I don't know. Does she have a Facebook page with the photos so I can look? I don't ever look at her. I'm just on my phone. I mean, you have the mayor, Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. Well, we'll only grant interviews to black or brown journalists. Like, she won't interview. Good. Good, then you need to, good, then Officer Tatum, you need to go Terrence K. Williams, interview her. Mind the Jamal, interview her. Pardon me. You only take interviews from black or brown people. Then we need to get some, like, get Candace Owens, interview her. Get some Trump-supporting black people to interview her. Give her tough questions. Show her that just because the color skin don't mean that. I mean, that's racist right there. You know, imagine if Trump said, yeah, I'm only going to be interviewed by conservative journalists. Liberals would, they'd all be dead by now. They'd from exploded heads. But President Trump is to appear on the debut of episode of Dan Bongiano's show. You know, Terrence K. Williams said he's talked to him, and he's not stopping. That dude works. That dude's busting his butt. He's trying to make better for us. I mean, do the people in the media who know what the truth is and have to cut and paste and edit to make someone look bad, when they hear someone talk and he says in plain English, this is why you don't want to raise the minimum wage and X, Y, and Z, and all of a sudden, and you sit there and go, and you have to cut and paste and edit it to make him look bad when you just heard him and prove to you why it's the worst thing in the world. But don't worry, these kids don't get it because I'm going to get $15 an hour. We're not making it financially as it is, so I'm cutting your hours at $8 an hour. I can't give you full time at $8 an hour. I'm going to even have to give you less hours if you're going to make, I need to pay you less than you're making right now because we're not making it financially. So what makes you think you're going to make more money at $15 an hour when I got to pay you? You know, there's a thing called school bus drivers. Some of them make like 20-some bucks an hour, but it's because you work like an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half. You don't work that much. So when you work like 2 hours in the morning, it's only two. It's four. Two, four, six, eight, ten. Like 20 hours. Most of them have a day job or something, and then they leaving. It's one of those things, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. Joseph R.R.R. Biden has quoted the leader of the Communist Chinese Party, Mao, and he scooted up at a Coast Guard commencement where he basically, you got a dull bunch of people. Well, maybe they're at a thing where they have to be at attention and they can't speak freely and they're doing what they're told. And you're like, oh, you guys suck. And you guys are dull crowd, whatever, you're worthless. Imagine if Trump was to say that, holy cow, the liberal media would explode. Biden says it and they don't even care. But don't worry, you know, he said, women hold up half the world. Mao said women hold up half the sky, and he was trying to push this women's liberation movement in China, you know, to try to get the divide, because you need to have that divide. You need to have whites and blacks and women and men and orange and red and blue and all these. We all need to be infighting. See, when the government wins, you lose. But it's okay, folks. It's fine. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Joseph Biden quotes, or should I say misquotes, or tries to quote a communist dictator who killed millions of his own people. And Democrats are like, oh, praise old Biden. Praise old Biden. I call him old Biden sometimes because it's basically just an extension of the anti-American communist Biden and Obama agenda. You know, I call them what they are. That he wants communism in this country. I don't, because, well, France is socialist. So is that, you know, I mean, you know. Yeah, Canada socialist, you know, when they bring up all these like Canada socialist and this and all this crap, I'm like, I said, then let me reframe. I'm talking like China, North Korea, Cuba. That's, you know, where you don't crap unless the government gives you permission. You better not flush the toilet unless they say so. And if there's a time where you can't flush it, you better not accidentally flush that toilet, because they're going to be coming for you. Guns blaze. Guns loaded. Last night we had 4 new people just killed by the regime because they flushed the toilet when they weren't supposed to. I'm Kyle from US 7 News reminding you that, folks, if you're not allowed to flush your toilet, just don't, so you don't get killed. Also reminding you that you should have 1 of the 2 approved haircuts. Yes, men have 3 approved haircuts and women have 2. It's just nuts. Police chase and capture cartel smugglers up Interstate 35. Until they probably get released by Biden, because, you know, they're just migrants coming across the border, you know, because, and they get put in a hotel and they'll probably be giving their drugs back and all this. It's amazing. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Like I said, we're going to turn airplanes into beef and solve all our world's problems. I don't know, folks. Let me see where we're at here. Got about 8 minutes left. I want to get to some Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're around the world. And yeah, we got beat by Fulham. Yes, we did. Yeah, we did. We got beat by Fulham. I called the defeat. We should have won that game. Granted, we drew 1-1, but I called the defeat because we should have won. It's amazing because I don't I want to get in because there's controversy in this. Okay, we're Harry Kane, not having Harry Kane. With people give him crap because he's not that great. But I will say this, folks: Harry Kane not in the team, he makes us better, but I don't think good enough. Now, because there's talk that Varane is leaving and a big name club is going to pick him up. And there's hints that it's us. Now there's some people that speculate that this summer you got to have two things happen. Two things are going to happen this summer. You're either going to have the Glazers not spend a damn thing and try to get Ollie and try to get the thing on, get Ollie out, and try to move the movement back away from them, or you're going to sit there and we keep up these protests and you don't get season tickets and you don't buy Ollie Dad's products, you don't buy jerseys, and you force the Glazers, okay, if you're not going to sell, then we're going to make your life a living hell until you do something. Until you either invest proper with this club and you get $300 million in the transfer window and we get $200 million. In the stadium and you invest. Or you say, okay, hey, we're gonna lower ticket prices. We're gonna do stuff, you know, and then it's up to us to say, hey, I'm not gonna buy products. I'm not gonna buy anything from Ollie Dodge. They support United. I'm not gonna support Ollie Dodge. Not going to do it. U.S. people know it as Adidas. It's pronounced Adidas. It's a German company. Don't buy the jerseys. If you live in Manchester, you live in England, don't buy season tickets. Don't go to the games. It might stink, but say, hey. Because you can protest all you want to in the stadium and make a loud ruckus, but hey, they've already got their money no matter what you do. Now, if you get like a single ticket game and you go to one game and you empty the stadium and say, yeah, we'll keep the stadium empty until if you come up and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, 40% off the ticket prices, we're going to do this and this and we're going to invest, until then, no. And I mean, even in 2010, we protested. It didn't. I mean, we're doing more now, and we need to keep it up. It's going to be interesting because if we can get a Varane, if we got Varane, Jadon Sancho, and Harry Kane, I think Harry Kane would be a good 3-year, great player, 3 or 4 years, really good. Erling Haaland, as much as I don't know, I think he would be here. He'd be a Ronaldo. He'd be here for like 2 years and do his thing, maybe 3 years, and then bye. He'd be like, okay, yep. And, I mean, we would have to win, like, the title next, like, 3 titles in a row. I mean, I don't know. I would give him 3 years, max. Maybe 2, and then sayonara, Sodom. And that's just how I feel. I got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. So thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's very, very interesting. I think we can get a Varane. There's talk that he is going to a big name club. So I see two things. The Glazers are going to spend big to try to win us back. And like, they're going to open up their pocketbooks and say, we got to get players, but we got to get the right ones. We need a center back. We need a right winger and a central defensive midfielder. We got strikers. We just can't get it in the box. We need to get someone to put it in the box. We need a center back bad. Sorry, McFred's got to go. Fred, he's not bad, but no. There's better out there. I thought when the Brazilian, I thought he might. And he's a 50-50. He's one of those where, hey, you buy a player and he might turn out good. He might turn out not, you know. You're not always going to get, you know, I mean, you could get Erling Haaland and he gets off the plane and twists his ankle on the way in, okay, now he's never the same. Yeah, he has to have like Achilles healed. You know, he's got to have surgery in his Achilles heel or whatever, and he's never the same. You never know. You could get Jadon Sancho, and he could give us 2 great years, and then he has a knee problem, and then, okay, he's done. And he's not even close to what he was. Okay, look what we paid for him now. And that's kind of how it is. That's how it is. That's one of those things that we do in this world, you know. I think if we can get a center back, a central defensive midfielder, and a right winger, I'd love to see Harry Kane. There's talk of him. If we got him, Varane, and Jadon Sancho, I'd be happy. But I still want Glazers out. Don't get me wrong. Just because they spend a crap load of money, I mean, I'm going to back them. I wanted them gone in 10 when we were winning. But thank you so much. And don't forget, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night, everyone, and God bless you all. Goodbye.